The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
And Aitken comes from the back, gets the steal, coast-to-coast layup up and in. Courtney Aitken with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 8-0 Centura.
Tonight, it's the finals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament in St. Paul, as Kearney Catholic battles the Centura girls and the Ravenna boys. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Veronic right wing, 8 seconds, stops, gets a little room, throws the three up and in! Needing a three to tie. Fitzgerald across the timeline, 10 seconds, comes to the right side, stutter dribble up to Squire. Squire's ball fake, gets the three away, and it's good!
Up first, Red Hot Centura looks to take round one from the Stars as the teams play again tomorrow night. The boys' championship features defending champion Kearney Catholic trying to avenge a double overtime loss to Ravenna from earlier this year. It's the Lou Platte Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to St. Paul with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from St. Paul, Nebraska. It's time now for high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on this Monday night. Yeah, there's a lot of Monday night basketball going on around the area tonight due to the fact of the storm over the weekend. We have the Lou Platte Conference Finals for you here on Classic Hits. And the girls' game is up first as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars take on Centura. Centura fell in this final last year to the Lady Jays of Ravenna. Kearney Catholic knocked Ravenna out in the semifinals, and Centura had quite a battle before getting rid of Ord on Thursday night. Then the boys' final will be a rematch of a double overtime game back in December with Kearney Catholic taking on Ravenna. Ravenna remains undefeated after coming back to win that game in double overtime. For Kearney Catholic, they were able to dispatch Gibbon in a very tightly contested ball game on Thursday night, while Ravenna had no problem with Donovan Trumbull maybe playing their best basketball of the year. Our consolation games are just down the road in Wood River, where the Ord and Ravenna girls are already underway. Then at 7:30, the Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull boys will be competing. Just getting underway from the Viero Events Center on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 AM. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Championship Games. Amherst and Overton girls will tip off here at 6:15. Then the Loomis and Overton boys will play at 8 o'clock. Also, Hastings College is at home tonight. They're taking on Dort. They're underway on 1230 AM KHAS. And you can also pick that up on hastingslink.com. In Kennesaw tonight, the Twin Valley Conference Finals, they're just getting underway. Shelton takes on the Blue Hill girls and the Kennesaw boys in the championship. Southern Nebraska and many other conference tournaments wrap up tonight. But we're here in beautiful St. Paul. Great crowd from Centura already on hand for tonight's basketball game. They are off to a great start, and we're so deep into the season now. This is really the final week of the regular season, and Centura looks poised to make a run not only to the state tournament, but maybe deep in the state tournament. They are 20-1, and Kearney Catholic, they have had to overcome some injuries, and they still are 17-3. And the big thing about this, they play again tomorrow night. This happened about a decade ago with the Johansson girls. When Gina Johansson was the all-stater at Centura, there was like 2 out of the 3 years the snow postponed the finals till Monday. Then you had to play right away on Tuesday, and it inevitably seems like whoever wins this game never can come back and win the game on Tuesday night. We'll have that for you tomorrow from Cope Gymnasium here on Classic Hits. But first things first, the conference tournament title is up for grabs. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
With profitability and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. The visitors today will be the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic High School. They are the visiting team here in this championship game, and they will go with number 11, 5'6" junior Michaela Mestel. Number 15 is a 5'5" senior, Anna Howell. Number 21 is a 5'5" freshman in Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1" junior, Theron Baum. And number 51, 6' junior, Megan Anderson. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars are coached by Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. They are 17-3 on the season. And in Class C1, they are ranked 10th in the Omaha World Herald. And as far as the girls go in the Lincoln Journal Star, they are listed as a contender, so pretty tough C1 field. Now for the Centura Lady Centurions, number 10 is a 5'4 junior, Taylor Turek. Number 12 is a 5'4 senior, Taylor Wetzel. Number 22, 5'9 senior, Courtney Aitken. Number 32, 6' senior, Jessica Schultes. And number 34, 5'8 senior, is Kara Lyon. The head coach of the Lou Platt Conference top team, the Centura Lady Centurions, is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Karinick and Ashley Schneider, 20-1 on the season. In Class C2, they are fifth in the Lincoln Journal Star, and the Omaha World Herald has the Lady Centurions ranked third. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your solutions at Five Points Bank. And we're back with more after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, they put a little pizzazz to it here at St. Paul High School as they have turned the lights off. They've went with the Husker Serious music, of course, from the Alan Parsons Project. They've got the spotlight going on, so a little extra pizzazz here for the 2012 championship games. You look at the statistics coming into this 22nd game of the year for Centura. Courtney Aitken, well, she leads this team in scoring. She is going to be a C2 All-Stater, you would have to believe. Averaging 18 points per ball game. Taylor Wetzel at about 10 points. And then Jessica Schultes at about 7 points. Aitken averages a double-double with 10.1 rebounds per ball game. And then Schultes is right there at 6.5 boards per ball game. For Kearney Catholic, they have got a balanced ball club up and down the line. As you take a look at Michaela Mestel, averaging half points a ball game, and so is Theron Baum. So they are the 1-2, but without Ellie Conley, who broke her hand up at Pierce, that took a little shot out of their power down low. So we're about ready for high school basketball, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip of the girls' championship game right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Well, I don't know what Rick Peters, the athletic director, and his crew are doing here at St. Paul, but give somebody a hand for adding a little extra to the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament here with the pregame festivities. Now let's see if the basketball game can live up to the billing, and we sure expect it to. Can Kearney Catholic's guards handle Centura? Because they put those guards up there with Turek and Wetzel and Aitken. They're a little taller. They have a good range with their arms. They can leap. They really cut down the passing lanes. And that's how we saw Centura destroy some ball clubs earlier this year. I mean, they've manhandled a Ravenna ball club who has quick guards a couple of times. So let's see how it goes. Brian Groupe, Little Wells, and Kevin Wood, Kirby Wells, are here. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. They quickly try to get it to the bucket and bomb against the defense. The shot's no good. Might have even went over the back for the rebound, and it comes down into the hands of Jessica Schultes. So they had a play off the opening tip. Kearney Catholic comes out in a man-to-man, and Courtney Aiken will be guarded by Michaela Mestel, who will have her hands full tonight, an outstanding athlete in her own right. Expect to see man-to-man pressure. Again, the first meeting of the year between these teams, but they play again tomorrow night, and the ball is kicked away. It's headed out of bounds, and they're going to say that it was last touch by Centura, and the Centurions will turn it over on their first possession. Glad to have you along with us tonight. Our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and I'm Doug Duda here from St. Paul, as always. Thanks to the sponsors, as Howell brings the ball up on Taylor Turek. This college-sized court here sometimes can help or hurt, depending on how good you are with your pressure defense. Theron Baum in the left-hand corner, guarded by Schultes. Takes it back up top to Howell, right side of the key, works her way in, and that time they're going to say that Turek had a little too much honor, and that'll be our first foul of the basketball game. So Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop here. Howell to throw it in, goes up top to Mestel. Mestel gets it into the paint to Howell, who kicks it back out to Baum, tries to come into the lane. There was a little contact. They expected a foul on Aitken, but didn't get it, and the shot is no good, and Courtney Aitken will get the rebound. So Aitken brings the ball up the floor, picture dribble up right in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. Prasoski really denying Turek the basketball, so they have to throw it over to Wetzel, and she'll bring it out to the center circle and restart it. So already a minute 15 in, and these kids have gotten after each other. Up top with it is Turek, swings it to the left side, Wetzel. Not afraid to shoot the three, gets it to Aitken on the low block. Guarded there by Mestel, takes the shot over her and scores. Courtney Aitken gets the first bucket of the ball game. A well-contested bucket, and it is 2-0. And at the other end, Kearney Catholic loses the ball on the fast break as Mestel gets tripped up. The ball is loose, and Centura will walk the ball up the floor. Now Mestel goes for the steal and picks Aitken's pocket, goes in for the layup, and we are tied. Michaela Mestel caught Aitken looking, down the floor and not at the defender, and she went in and stole the basketball and ties this ball game up at two. Over the left wing with it is going to be Jessica Schultes. Back up top to Lyon, swings it over to Courtney Aitken. Bomb on her right now in the man-to-man. Trying to set a lot of screens over here. It's getting congested in the paint. Out top to Aitken, averaging 18 points per ball game for Centura. Looking to try and set up a little pick and roll here with Schultes, but the Stars have it well covered. They'll reset. Back out top to Taylor Wetzel. Centura's teams have always been very well disciplined, and if they're not, they don't win games. Pretty simple. Try to go cross-court with a pass, and Anna Howell will step in front and make the steal, but she's not fast enough to beat Aitken back, so she'll hand it off to Prosaski. In the corner, Mestel spots for three, fires, it's too strong. Rebound on the backside, there's Aitken again. Courtney pushes the ball up the floor here in transition, looks for a little seam, has to throw the ball on the wing, almost stole it away again. Now the shot is blocked by Theron Baum on the attempt there of Wetzel, but Centura picks it back up. 5:15 to go, first quarter, already plenty of action, but 2-2. Mestel went for another steal, but didn't quite get it that time, and Aitken will reassess what she wants to do offensively, grab that basketball, and they'll reset. 5 minutes to go now, first quarter. Centura patient up top, Lyon. Squares right at the top of the key, doesn't want the shot. Over to Aitken, guarded by Mestel. They switch here, Prasoski trying to get it inside to Schultes. The ball is batted away, and it's last touch by Theron Baum, they say. So Centura will get the ball underneath their own hoop, and to throw it in. Right below us here will be Kara Lyon. Lyon swings it over to the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and it is good by Taylor Wetzel. The first three of the game is drained by Centura, and it's 5-2 with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter of the conference championship game. Howell down low. Anderson was open, but they didn't get it to her. Prasoski right side. She'll take a 12-footer off the window and in. Allie Prasoski with her first bucket, and that'll make it 5-4 here in favor of the Centurions. In the girls' championship of the 2012 Lou Platt Conference Tournament, two teams that have met a ton of times in this tournament, Centura and Kearney Catholic. And Aitken tries to make a one-hand catch at the top of the key and can't quite do it, ends up having a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Centura, so they will maintain possession. Checking into the ball game, our first substitute. And for Centura, that will be Brooklyn Nitch, a good 5'5 junior. It kind of tells you a little bit about the depth of the Stars. Usually they would have subbed in multiple times by now. And they get it into Nitch. She drives. Prasoski knocked the ball out of her hand. Loose on the floor. And Aitken tried to save it, but threw it right into the hands of Allie Prasoski. So the Stars force the fourth turnover here. Faking the three in the left-hand corner is Theron Baum as Aitken's on her. Back out for a three. It's on the way and in. Michaela Mestel. And we have a timeout by Centura after that make. Timeout, Coach Kathy Mettenbrink with 3:49 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 7 and Centura 5. We'll be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, both teams are off to very aggressive starts here at St. Paul High School. The last two buckets put in by Kearney Catholic. A 2-3 to take a 7-5 lead here over the Centurions with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic boys are up next, taking on Ravenna. And you have to figure the Stars are the underdogs in both games here. And Anna Howell all over Taylor Wetzel as she brings the ball up the floor. They're letting them pound on each other here. Get it down to Aitken. Aitken to the baseline. Drives, now kicks it out. The ball is deflected. Fight for it. Howell's on it. Scoops it out to Mestel, and Kearney Catholic gets the steal, but there was at least a couple of fouls there. Fast break to the other end. Anderson makes the catch, and the shot is up and in. And Kearney Catholic now is up by a score of 9-5. I'll tell you what, if it does get physical, Centura's not going to back away. There's no doubt about that. I would think they would be the more physical team if it came down to that. Up top with it is Lyon. Swings it over to the right side to Aitken. She'll take that three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound comes out towards her, but Prasoski with the box out will get the first rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Outlet pass to Howell, right wing. Stops there, goes back to the trailer, Mestel. 9-5, Kearney Catholic, they've scored the last seven. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of our girls' championship game. Prasoski open at the top, brings it to the free throw line, draws the double team to Mestel. Mestel's three is over everything. Trying to run it down to the corner. Who else? But Courtney Aitken already three boards for her. Outlet pass, they lost Caroline. She's got a short jumper that will not go, and they call her for a walk. Prasoski came underneath to cut off the baseline, and I think a lot of people were expecting there to be a blocking foul on Prasoski. And now here comes the youngins. So Coach Rick Petrie's going to roll the dice here with 2:31 to go in the first quarter, and he brings in Shayla Connor, the sophomore, Whitney Colling, the freshman, and also Morgan Studi, the freshman. And leaves out there Theron Baum and Michaela Mestel, but boy, bring out the Pampers. It's pretty young out there right now for Kearney Catholic. 9-5 as they break the press. Long pass down underneath the Colling. They kick it back out to her in the right-hand corner to Studi. Studi to Mestel. Mestel finds her way through traffic, takes it right to the rack and scores. Good explosive drive by Michaela Mestel, who already has 7 for Kearney Catholic. And they have scored 9 in a row and are up 11-5 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. She picks Aitken's pocket again. One-on-one, Aitken tries to block it but can't and lays it up and in, and a timeout, Centura. Michaela Mestel has stepped up to the challenge here in the first quarter of the championship game. The Stars have scored 11 in a row, and it's Kearney Catholic 13, Centura 5. Let's see what Coach Mettenbrink can draw up when we come back to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, brought to you by Misco Sports after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
1:50 to go here in the first quarter, and out of the timeout, Centura spreads the lane. The ball is knocked out of the hands of Kara Lyon by Whitney Colling. It goes out of bounds off of Lyon, and I have Centura for 8 turnovers here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 1. I thought maybe one of the things that the Centurions would do was take the ball out of Aitken's hands at the point, but they did not do that time up the floor. Here's Whitney Colling giving it to Studi up top to Howell. Howell holds the ball at the top of the circle. She's in there with Theron Baum and Shayla Connor. Now stutter dribble, trying to make a move on Nitch. Nitch won't let her get to the baseline. So Howell picks the dribble up. Skip pass up top. They go to Colling. Colling swings it over the right side to Studi. Up top of the key is Theron Baum. 23 feet away from the hoop. Puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles into the double team. Hands it off there to Studi. Studi to Howell. Howell down the middle of the lane. Hit the front of the rim. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Kara Lyon. And here comes Centura. Up the floor with a basketball is Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel brings the ball up the left side of the key, stops, kicks it to the high post. There's Schultz's 12-footer good, and that finally breaks the long run here by the Kearney Catholic Stars, 13-7. Kearney Catholic had scored 11 in a row. Up the floor with it is Anna Howell. Howell has the ball between the circles, stutter dribble here. Stars would probably like to play for the last shot, but Centura really pressing the issue here, and now falling down defensively is Wetzel, so taking it to the hoop is going to be Colling, but she missed the little runner. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Aitken, and Courtney will be fouled. The first foul of the game on Kearney Catholic. We told you they were letting them play a little bit. Each team only has one foul here in the first quarter, and this one goes on Whitney Colling. 22 seconds remain here in the quarter, and if Centura could get a bucket here at the end of the quarter, cut it to 4 or possibly even 3, they will have gotten themselves back on track before heading into the second quarter. The Stars up 13-7. Aitken calls the play between the circles, 12 seconds. Nobody's moving. Now Nitch comes into the corner off a couple of picks. The pass a little off the mark, so she has to shoot a 16-footer, but it's good. Kearney Catholic, can they get a shot away? 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They will not get a shot away, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. To Kearney Catholic, went on an 11-0 run, but in between that, Centura got buckets on each end. And after one, Kearney Catholic 13, Centura 9. You're listening to the Blue Platte Conference Basketball Championships on KKPR.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
All right, we are back here at St. Paul. Doug Dudu along with Stacy Johns, our producer-engineer. 13-9, Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. And the lob down to Theron Baum. Baum inside, little jump hook, will not go. Rebound brought down by Carolyon. At the end of one, Omaha Central leads Kearney 20-6. The number one team in the state is in Kearney tonight. Here's a three-pointer by Taylor Wetzel. First player on the Centurions with more than one bucket, and that cuts it to one at the other end. A wild shot thrown up that time by Prososki is no good, and the rebound, Carolyon. So after the 11-0 run by Kearney Catholic, we've had a little 7-0 run, another three up and in. Taylor Wetzel, same spot, back-to-back threes, and just like that, it's 15-13 in favor of the Centurions, and now Howell takes it to the hoop. She'll put it up. It will not go, but a blocking foul. Could have went either way. Michaela Mestel had 9 points to lead Kearney Catholic in the first quarter of play. Neither team shot a free throw because we only had a total of 2 fouls. 8 turnovers for Centura in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic won. Kearney Catholic had 1 rebound. 6 for Centura. And the foul here was on Carolyon. And at the free throw line, Anna Howell. And she will hit the first free throw. Howell getting ready to shoot the second free throw. At the end of one, Overton's girls lead Amherst 17-13 to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament Championship on ESPN. Howell, second free throw, no good. Theron Baum got the rebound, lost the handle, and a foul called on Centura. And the Centura fans, who vastly outnumber Kearney Catholic tonight, not liking the last couple of calls. And the foul will go on Courtney Aitken, her first, and Theron Baum will shoot two. And the free throw is no good. So a second one coming up. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw now on the way, and Theron Baum will hit that one. That's her first point of the basketball game, and we are tied again at 15 in what has been a wild ball game so far and very exciting. Right now, though, Centura with the basketball. Driving the baseline, nowhere to go. They'll have to kick the ball back out for a 17-footer at the top of the mark by Lyon. Offensive putback, Schultes, no. And Megan Anderson will grab the loose ball here for Kearney Catholic. Stars will get the ball into the front court to Mestel. Collision away from the ball. Up top, Theron Baum. A reach-in foul. Called on Centura, and this one might be on Aitken. And that'll be her second, and they cannot afford to have her in foul trouble. And when she is in foul trouble, and we've seen that this year, Coach Mettenbrink not afraid to leave her in the game. And again, with Centura in C2, this will not affect how the postseason goes. As Prasoski's open for three and barely rippled the net. It's up and in. 5 points for Allie Prasoski, and the Stars back up. 18-15, your score. Aitken wants to make something happen. She'll drive in, and we've got a reach-in foul, and the Centura fans will applaud. That'll be the second foul on Kearney Catholic. It's on Michaela Mestel, her first. A couple calls didn't go the way of the Centurions there, and when you get two or three in a row, that don't go your way. It usually gets not only the bench upset, but the fans as well. So Caroline has it up top. Throws it out. Niche long three. It's good. 3 for 3 from downtown of the corner for Centura. And we are tied at 18. That's all 9 of their points here in the first 2 minutes of the quarter. Down to Baum. Baum lowers the shoulder. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Aitken. There is a big collision. Aitken has to slow it up. She lost the handle. Gives it off to Schultes and gets it back. 18-18 girls championship. Again, Mestel tries for the steal and gets the foul. Now she's got to be careful, as Aitken does. They both have 2 fouls. Don't let the inner competition between the two of them take away from the game. Mestel picked her pocket twice. This time she was called for the foul. So she's got 2. Aitken has 2. On the left wing with it is going to be Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel holds the ball, tries to roll off a pick. It's well covered to the high post to Schultes. Looks inside. There's nobody there. Over to Aitken, standing on the three-point line. Left wing uses the screen. And Anderson with a good switch. Nowhere to go. Has to switch it back over to Lyon. For the points we've had, we've still had some pretty darn good defense. These threes, though, 4 for Centura and a couple for Kearney Catholic. Centura now resets. Schultes trying to set up inside and post up, but Anderson won't let her get the ball. And there's the third foul on Michaela Mestel, reaching over the top of Aitken. And Coach Rick Petrie was not happy, not with the call of the foul, but with the foul itself, because he's got to bring Mestel out. Huge, huge advantage for Centura now that Aitken will have somebody else to go up against, and Shayla Connor will come in. But Mestel got 3 fouls in like a minute. And she'll be on the bench. So now let's see how this has an effect on the basketball game with 4:55. Three-pointer up and in, Brooklyn Niche. Well, when the three-pointers are raining down, it is a lot easier to play basketball. Up the floor with it, Prusoski. 21-18, Centura. 4:30 to go, second quarter. Therenbaum in the right-hand corner. Howell will have to step her game up, and Prusoski with Mestel on the bench. Connor in the left-hand corner. They post up. Baum has room. Spins around. Up and in. But they wave it off and call the travel. Again, there was just a tad bit of contact as she tried to step around Jessica Schultes. That's just the second Kearney Catholic turnover. And after giving it up 8 times in the first quarter, Centura is clean in the first 3.5 minutes of the second quarter. And Anna Howell now will draw the duty of guarding Courtney Aitken. Into the front court. Gives it off to Wetzel. Wetzel into the corner to Lyon. Tries to enter it down low, but Baum tips it away. And haven't been a lot of substitutions in this game as of yet. I think Coach Petrie, when he put in Connor and Studi and Calling with about 2.5 to go in the first, figured that maybe he's going to need to be fresh in the fourth quarter. Back cut. Niche got lost. She got fouled. Niche hits a couple of threes, so she fakes that way. The defense bites. She backdoors in. She goes to the line to shoot 2. First free throws of the game here for Centura. The foul on Megan Anderson will be her first, 5th on the Stars, and all of a sudden they've got 4 fouls in about 2 minutes. The free throw is up and in by Niche, and she actually now tied with the Taylor Wetzel for the team high. They each have 9 points. And Centura with their biggest lead, now 5 as she hits them both. So the 5-point lead from the 6-point deficit, it was 13. In fact, I think it was an 8-point deficit, wasn't it? It was 11-5, I know, maybe 13-5. And then a swing around to the other end, a 23-18 lead, and now we've got to reach in, foul at midcourt on the Centura pressure. So they're feeling it, and the foul called on Brooklyn Niche. But Centura already has called 2 timeouts, but they've worked. Now there are a lot of 3-point buckets. Centura's not getting any 2s here in the quarter, but they do have a lead, 23-18, as Kearney Catholic spreads the floor. Howell dribbles into the double team, gives it to Connor, lobs it into Anderson. Anderson out on the wing. Prusoski open, 3 on the way. It is too strong, no good, and nobody can get the rebound. Although Connor tries, she's going to be out of bounds. And Centura will get the basketball. At the half, it's Ravenna's girls leading Ord 30-20 in the consolation game. 30-20, Ravenna leading Ord halftime. Over at Wood River. They started a few minutes earlier at 6 because the Ravenna folks want to get here for their boys' game. So to our friendly folks in the Highway Patrol, get off Highway 11 between Wood River and St. Paul. There'll be some people coming up. Up the top of the circle with it is going to be Jessica Schultes. Lobs it into Aitken. She's too tall for the defense. She puts it up and in, but I think we're going to get a walk. Yes, they do. They wave it off with a travel. First turnover of the quarter, ninth of the game on the Centurions. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Caro, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Howell dribbles past two, three defenders, and finally Aitken makes her pick her dribble up, and now she throws it away. Boy, Howell was doing so good, and then she decided to stop for some reason. That's one of those where you get to a point on the court to run your offensive set when she probably should have just taken it all the way down into the corner, and I'm sure that's something they'll work on, but a turnover there by the Stars. Aitken hung with the play, and Howell's going to come out for a moment, and back into the ball game for the Stars is going to be Whitney Colling. Centura brings it in, and it's dropped there by Wetzel. Connor went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. Wetzel up top, Schultes into Aitken, in the paint, turnaround jumper, she's fouled. She had a huge mismatch there on Whitney Colling. Colling's just 5'5", Aitken 5'9", but plays way bigger than that. And for Colling, that will be her second personal foul, sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic. And at the line for the first time, Courtney Aitken, she does have just one bucket. And the free throw is up and in. I believe it was the first one of the game. So 21 other points had been scored since her last point. At 18 a game, Aitken leads the team. Now it's a six-point lead. Second free throw up, and it is in. A seven-point lead for Centura, 25-18. It was 18-all, so seven in a row here to take that lead. And up the floor with it, Therenbaum off the screen, baseline, wrap around to Anderson. Couldn't get a shot away. Back up top, they'll go to Jamie McCann, who's in, to Colling. Colling's going to drive, put it up too strong. Offensive rebound, Anderson, no good. And McCann gets the rebound, and she's fouled, and that's the third on Aitken. The Stars, who had three total rebounds, got two on that possession. And Jamie McCann will go to the line and shoot two. So they had the advantage at Centura, as the first free throw is no good by McCann. They had the advantage with Mestel on the bench the last 2.5 minutes, but now Aitken picks up her third, and she's staying in. 2:26 to go in the half. Did they bring her out? Second free throw is up, and it is in, and Aitken is still in there. McCann gets one of two. We mentioned it when she got her second foul that Coach Bentbrink will leave her in there, but boy, this is a long time, and you've got the lead. High post Lyon, back to Aitken. Aitken drive, scoop shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Therenbaum. A great move, but couldn't finish. Now Baum has some trouble in the backcourt. Stars might have to call a timeout. Colling around one defender, and that's Aitken, who just about got her fourth foul. Now brings it into the front court, kicks it to the wing. 15-footer, McCann is up and in. Jamie McCann with 3 points here for the Stars. And for McCann, she only averages, as I get a quick look at that, it's not much, 1 point a game. High post here, Baum steps in front, almost knocked it away from Schultes, got it back to Aitken, throws into the paint to Lyon, and a hand in the back there, Carissa Dobish, who just checked in. Boy, Coach Petrie is using a lot more of his bench than Coach Mettenbrink right now. The foul on Dobish, her first, and a one-and-one coming up for Kara Lyon, who has yet to score. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first half stats, score updates from our other venues. Keep it here. And we will preview the second game, which should be a good one as well, if it has anything like the first time Ravenna and Kearney Catholic met this year. Free throw by Lyon is up and in. She'll get the bonus. Takes no time. Fires it up and in. 27-21 Centura. A minute 35 to go here in the first half of play. Bringing the ball up the floor, Whitney Colling. Niche making her work. Gets across the timeline to Baum. Therenbaum over to Dobish. Definitely different-looking lineup in there right now for the Stars. To McCann, her pass is deflected and picked up by Morgan Studi. Studi guarded there by Wetzel, trying to use his pick to get rid of her, but can't. Dobish up to McCann, over to Baum. Theron about the only true shooter in there besides Colling right now, and Colling tries to drive in, runs into the double team, and traveled. Aitken was there, and when the whistle blew, the breath stopped there a little bit for Centura. And Aitken stays in there with a minute 3 to go in the half. Multiple substitutions now. For Centura, Nitch is in there. Aitken, Lyon, along with Schultes and Wetzel. And for Kearney Catholic, Howell, Prasoski, Baum, Connor, and Dobish. 103 to go before halftime. 27-21. Centura with the lead. Again, Kearney boys were trailing 20-6 to unbeaten number one Omaha Central after one. Overton's girls were leading Amherst 17-13 after one of the FKC final on ESPN Radio. Down low, Schultes got open, shot blocked, and now the whistle comes, a foul on Megan Anderson, her second. So the Stars went nearly 11 and 12 minutes with one foul, and now they've had seven here and surpass Centura. Schultes is at the line to shoot two. Her first free throw is on the way, and it is in. Earlier this year, Centura had been struggling at the free throw line. And now Aitken will check out with 47 seconds left. They're a 57% free throw shooting team. And this free throw is no good. It's the first one they've missed. They're 7 of 8 in the game. The rebound brought down Shayla Connor. She'll push the ball up the floor into the ball game for Centura. Is going to be Angelica Young. She's the one that came in for Aitken. Colling swings it over to Howell. Stars need a bucket. They're down 7 after being up by 6 in the first quarter. Connor with it. Holds the ball above her head. A 19-point quarter for Centura. They've hit 4 threes and 7 free throws. That's 19. Colling high post to Dobish. Left wing to Howell. And we've got a foul away from the basketball on Kara Lyon holding Megan Anderson. And that'll be her second. It's the seventh team foul. Dobish out, bomb in. Courtney Aitken comes back in, anticipating one more offensive possession here for Centura. And Anderson will go to the line for a 1-1. 2 points, 2 rebounds. Her first free throw of this championship is on the way, and too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Schultes. So Centura, they hit a shot to end the first quarter. Can they do one here? Looks like they're trying to run the same play for Nitch. Kearney Catholic's ready. They get it into the paint to Wetzel. Wetzel, scoop shot, no good. Rebound there and bomb. And that will be the end of the first half of play. But what a half it has been. And at halftime, it is Centura 28 and Kearney Catholic 21. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to beautiful St. Paul High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, well, your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. The 2012 Blue Platte Conference Girls Championship game at halftime. It is 20-1 Centura leading 17-3 Kearney Catholic, 28-21. In other basketball that is going on, number one Omaha Central boys leading Kearney High at the half, 33-15. In the girls' consolation game down the road, Ravenna just getting underway in the second half, leads Ord, start of the third quarter, by a score of 30-20. That game is at halftime. The boys' consolation is Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. They're playing those games at Wood River. And the boys' championship game here, what a matchup it'll be. Another renewed rivalry between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Ravenna is unbeaten, but they've had a couple three scares this year, and one of their closest calls came at Kearney Catholic on that second Tuesday of the season, where Connor Baronic had to hit a three with 3 seconds to go in regulation to force overtime. Then David Squires hit a three with 3 seconds to go in the overtime to force a second overtime. And then it was Ravenna able to get the lead so that they could hit some free throws, and they went on and won that ball game 69-65 in double overtime. They're 18-0, Kearney Catholic is 16-3. Ravenna may have played their best game of the year in demolishing Donovan Trumbull on Thursday night, 74-25, while Kearney Catholic had to fight to the very end to beat maybe the most improved team in the conference over the year, Gibbon, by a score of 52-44. Also, the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament is going on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They are about at halftime, where Overton and Amherst girls are playing. That'll be followed by Overton and Loomis boys, and they will tangle it up at 8 o'clock on ESPN Radio. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with more here at the half. Centura 28, Kearney Catholic 21.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as we take a look at your halftime statistics. And we will start with the Kearney Catholic Stars. Michaela Mestel got off to a great start, scoring 9 of the first 13 points for Kearney Catholic. Those came all in the first quarter, but then she picked up her third foul at the 4:55 mark of quarter number two after not having any fouls in the first quarter. And so she was on the bench the rest of the way, and that really hurt the Stars, who only got 1 2-point bucket in the second quarter, which actually was one more than Centura, but a lot of threes for the Centurions. So Mestel, 9 points. Shayla Connor, 1 rebound. Anna Howell, 1 point. Allie Prusowski, 5 points, 1 rebound. Jamie McCann, 3 points, 1 rebound. Theron Baum, 1 point. For Theron, one of the leading scorers on this ball club, she has 3 rebounds and 1 block, and Megan Anderson has 2 points, and she has pulled down 2 rebounds. So not a lot of big numbers here for the Stars. 13 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Rebounds, 1 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, all in the second quarter of play. The Stars were just 3 of 7. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, and 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 1 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Anderson, Whitney Colling have 2. Michaela Mestel has 3. Kearney Catholic has 21 points, 8 rebounds. 3 out of 7 at the free throw line. 2 of 5 from 3-point land. 1 block and 4 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the numbers for the Centurions right after this timeout.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska. And it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We have an update from the Fort Kearney Conference tournament at halftime. The Overton girls in a pretty high-scoring game. They lead 34-30 over Amherst. So that game on ESPN Radio. For Centura, they've had 5 players score. And with 9 points, Taylor Wetzel on 3 threes. Courtney Aitken, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Brooklyn Nitch, 10 points off the bench, leads the way. She's hit a couple of threes. Jessica Schultes, 3 points, three rebounds. Caroline, 2 points, three rebounds. Six rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, 7 of 8 for the Centurions. But Centura's red hot shooting the three ball, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 4 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, and then just 1 in the second quarter. Foul situation, 2 on Caroline, 3 on Courtney Aitken. So the leading scores for both teams have 3 fouls in Mestel and in Aitken. 9 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second. And at the half, Centura has 28 points, 11 rebounds. 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 6 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers. At the half of the girls' championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, it's Centura 28 and Kearney Catholic 21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
Welcome back to St. Paul. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits. Now, Coach Rick Petrie kept his team in the locker room a little longer than usual, so they need to be drawing up something here to get back in a ballgame. They were up by 8 at 13-5, but since then, a 23-8 run, and they're down by 7. That is Centura's largest lead, and Centura will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. And with it is Aitken. Cross court, they get into the corner to Nitch, who starts the second half. Up top, they'll go to Wetzel. Swings it right side to Aitken, back to Nitch. 12-footer, 15-footer, up and in. Brooklyn Nitch has got the hot hand here tonight, and the lead is 9 at 30-21 as Mestel brings the ball up the floor. Guarded by Wetzel in the man-to-man. On the wing to Theron-Baum. Dribble penetration back up top to Prasoski. Prasoski will find Howell. Anderson guarded by Aitken, so she comes out of the lane. Howell drives, scoop shot up and in. Kearney Catholic has been running that play down the middle of the lane, coming off that high pick on the elbow, and they have been pretty successful with it. As Centura tries to lob it inside, and they overthrow Caroline. It's a tale of two quarters. Centura turned it over a bunch in the first quarter, thus they didn't score much. They didn't turn it over, and then they started hitting all their threes in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic, they lost Mestel, and they lost their offense. So right now, Kearney Catholic will go to Theron Baum. Baum's going to try the three. It will not go. Courtney Aitken will bring down the rebound. Up the floor they come. Transition on the left wing. Nothing there. Back to Aitken. Aitken got into the paint. Oh, nice pass to Caroline, who missed the bunny. Rebound brought down by Anna Howell. Anna Howell with her first board. I think everybody was surprised how open that was. At the other end, Theron Baum in traffic, able to grab that pass, which is lobbed up to her by Mestel, and a foul will be called on Jessica Schultes. That'll be her first and the first foul of the half. It will be Kearney Catholic ball. Lob it up top to Theron Baum, guarded by Schultes. Schultes makes her give it up. They lob it inside. There is Anderson. Aitken didn't have any backside help, and Megan spins and scores her second bucket of the basketball game. 30-25, Centura. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Championship Monday night here on Classic Hits, and they have to play each other again tomorrow. Girls and boys doubleheader, Centura at Kearney Catholic. We'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. Crossover Aitken, now back to the left side. Mestel can't do anything, had to let her go, lays it up and in. Both those girls have three fouls, and they can't be overly aggressive this early in the third quarter. Mestel brings it up, leaves it off for Howell to the trailer, Theron Baum. Inside Anderson, they're taking it at Aitken, puts it up, no good, and we've got a foul. And a late whistle. The foul will not be on Aitken. It will be on Carol Lyon, who came in there to help out. And that is her third. So Megan Anderson will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Megan puts it up, and it is in. 32-26. Centura by six. Second free throw by Anderson on the way, and it is good. In the semifinals, Centura was in a battle all the way with Ord. Ord came back and was down one at the half after a good start by Centura. For Kearney Catholic, they had to come back in the third quarter. They had a huge third quarter against Ravenna, and then were able to hold on and beat them by eight. Wetzel with the basketball. Mestel on her. 5 second count. Drives into the double team. Kicks it out to Aitken, who goes quickly to the high post to Schultes. Her shot is partially blocked by Megan Anderson. Kearney Catholic picks up the loose ball. Centura fans wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Here's Mestel into the paint. Leaves it off for Anderson. And another foul called here on Centura, which negates a layup by the Stars. The foul will be on Taylor Wetzel. That was an excellent run play and a great pass. But Wetzel committing the foul on the pass. That'll be her first. And Kearney Catholic will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Anna Howell fakes the deep. Now needs somebody to come in. It's bomb on the backside. She'll put it up. The shot is blocked in there by Annika Gleason, who just came in. A 5'8 freshman blocks the shot, and Centura comes the other way. Up top with it, Wetzel. Ball fake into the paint. Shot blocked in the land of Giants. Goes right back to her off the block by Anderson. Kick it out for a three-pointer. It's no good, Niche. Rebound comes down to Wetzel. Her shot blocked and a foul called. Well, Centura finally missed a three-pointer. Brooklyn Niche had been red hot. And the foul here is on Theron Baum. That'll be her first and the first of the half on Kearney Catholic. Two free throws coming up for Taylor Wetzel, who has three threes, but nothing else. And this free throw hits the front of the rim. No good. Don't forget the Heartland Hoops Classic is Saturday in Grand Island. The last three games are here on Classic Hits. The first six are on ESPN starting at 9 a.m. Second free throw, no good. Megan Anderson will get the rebounds. We've got them all for you, plus PlatteRiverPreps.com from the Heartland Hoops Classic this week. Kearney Catholic with a basketball. Up top with it, the Stars will have it. Mestled out of the baseline. Bomb driving. Schultes just leaned on her the whole way. That was an easy call for the official. Jessica Schultes with her second personal foul and fourth team foul. Schultes was trying to shut down the baseline and just kind of leaned on her too much. So Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop again. Howell throws it out top, overthrows Theron Baum, but Mestel tracks it down, and the Stars will lob it backside and overthrow Prasoski, and now they do throw it away. So Mestel saved it, then she threw it away. First turnover of the half on Kearney Catholic. Each team with one turnover. 4:39 to go third quarter. Centura 32, Kearney Catholic 27. At halftime of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, 34-30 Overton at the half. Ball up top, Schultes, 10-footer, off the heel, no good. Ball swatted away. Aitken picked it up and scored. Courtney was able to tip the ball to herself. She's got 8 points and seven rebounds. 34-27 the lead. Now Mestel pulls up for three in transition, too strong. Rebound brought down by Aitken. Courtney, baseball pass up ahead, pulls up from 10. There is Wetzel. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Megan Anderson. Anderson hands it off. Up ahead they go, right corner to Howell. And Howell tripped and traveled with the basketball. Just stubbed her toe there a little bit and gave it up. Consolation game, Ravenna 47, Ord 37. And that is at the end of the third quarter in the consolation game down at Wood River, and that'll be followed, of course, by the boys' consolation, Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. Here, the boys' championship, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna at 8 o'clock. Right now, Centura trying to extend that 7-point lead. They spread the floor here against Kearney Catholic zone. Aitken to the high post. There's Lyon, open jumper. That one will not go. Rebound. Theron Baum had to fight for it, but she got it. That's just her fourth rebound. Gives it off into the hands of Mestel. Mestel gives it off right side for Prasoski. Skip pass left side into the ball game is Whitney Colling. Colling back up top to Mestel. Mestel hasn't scored since the first quarter. Throwing over the top of the defense, Theron Baum. I think both teams getting a little winded here. Anderson into the corner to Colling. 19-footer on the way. It is no good. Theron Baum rips down the rebound, forces it up, will not go, and the rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken to To the other end, she goes coast to coast around Mestel, puts it up no good. Rebound, Caroline, back up and in. And that makes it 36-27 in the first time out of the game here for Kearney Catholic. It is a 9-point Centura lead. With 2:50 to go in the third quarter of play, Centura 36, Kearney Catholic 27. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, Bolas, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic out of the timeout, finds themselves down 9. Pick and roll into Theron Baum. She caught it. She looked up. She was behind the backboard. Has to throw it out. Nearly stolen away by Nitch. But Kearney Catholic gets it to Baum. She spins it up, and it won't go. Wow. Theron Baum will go to the line and shoot 2. The Stars have been held in check here by the Centura defense. There have been some fouls. And the foul here is on Taylor Wetzel, her second. Team's fifth of the quarter, and the free throw by Theron Baum is up and in. She has 2 points. She's 2 of 3 at the line. After three, it's been a 4-point game all the way. Overton 44 and Amherst 40 at the end of three. At the second free throw, Theron Baum is up and in. The Fort Kearney Conference is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Kearney Catholic sets up the press, it's Brocare. Long pass down to Nitch. Tries to get it underneath. Connor ties it up. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Well, Centura's done a great job of handling the ball since the first quarter. And if Centura wins the ball game, you know that that's what Coach Kathy Mettenbrink's going to talk about. Not the made threes, but the turning the ball over 8 times in the first quarter, only 3 cents, 2:10 in the third quarter, 36-29. Centura, Mestel has an open three off the pick, fires and hits. First point since the first quarter, but a dozen now for Michaela Mestel. And the Stars get back into this one, 36-32. Wetzel brings it up, tipped away from behind, but the momentum carried it right back to her. She'll leave it off in the right-hand corner for Brooklyn Nitch, who has a dozen points off the bench here to Aitken, well out of the right side. Guarded by Morgan Studi, who's in. Now they try to double-team her. Skip pass over. Nitch got open. Three-pointer on the way. And in. You can't leave her open tonight. Third three for Brooklyn Nitch. And that negates the last two nice buckets as Mestel brings it in. Draws the foul. Put it up and in. But they're going to wave off the bucket. Boy, good aggressive attack by Michaela Mestel. That would have been on the highlight reels in the NBA as much as she got hammered going to the hoop. It's the third on Taylor Wetzel. Sixth team foul, and Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop right below us. Calling throws it in, dangerous, but Mestel got it up top. Baum takes the three and hits it. The first field goal of the game for Theron Baum, and it's a three from the top of the key, answering the three at the other end from Brooklyn Inch. 39-35, Centura, 1:15 to go here in the third quarter of play. Nearly walking with the basketball was Taylor Wetzel. Gives it off to Caroline, well out of the right side of the key. Back out to Wetzel, and she'll settle it down. Swing it over to Courtney Aitken. Nitch always moving inside to Schultes. Schultes is trapped. The shot is blocked from behind there by Whitney Colling, and then the ball loose, and I think we've got a whistle for a foul on Kearney Catholic. It's going to be on Morgan Studi, her first, and the Stars' second of the half. 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. Up top, Caroline, 17-footer off the out-of-bounds. Rattles out no good, but Aitken is right there for the putback. Missed it, and it's tipped out and grabbed by Brooklyn Nitch. Chance to get another Shot attempt here with 45 seconds to go. You don't see Aitken miss the short one very often, but it bounced right back after. Out to her. Now Centura spreads the floor like they're playing for the last shot here. Stars will pressure them as well. At the end of three, Omaha Central all over Kearney, 49-19 in the boys' contest going on tonight. Central unbeaten at number one. Here's Wetzel dribbling around. 17 seconds. Get it back over to Aitken. They're trying to deny her the ball. 12 seconds. Aitken guarded out there by Calling. 5 second count is on. Now she got away from it. Aitken, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. There's Nitsch, fakes the three, drives the baseline, can't get a shot out to Aitken. Fadeaway jumper at the horn is in, and it is a three. What a job by Centura as Aitken hits the three after Kearney Catholic played outstanding defense. And that's what happens when you've got two championship teams. We go to the fourth quarter. Centura 42, Kearney Catholic 35. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
We're ready to go to the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, these teams play tomorrow in Kearney for their regular season contest. And to start the fourth quarter, it is Centura with a basketball, and they get it into Courtney Aitken, leading it 42-35. Off to Brooklyn Nitsch, who's had a huge game today. They've asked her to hit the long-range jumper, and she has with a team-high 15. Aitken had 7 last quarter, and she's got 11. Up top with it is Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel swings it right side to Lyon. Aitken and Mestel both made it through that third quarter without picking up their fourth foul. Now they get it on the post to Aitken, who has an easy turnaround jumper up and in. And the lead is back out to 9. Fast break the other way. They don't get Megan Anderson, and she gets the layup on the assist from Mestel. So the Stars, a rarity, beat Centura back that time. 8 points now for Anderson, and the ball stolen away. Mestel takes it in, puts it up, no good, but a foul, and if it's on Aitken, it's her fourth. Mestel has picked her pocket 3 or 4 times, and 1 foul, and for Courtney Aitken, that is her fourth. And 2 shots coming up here, and a timeout going to be called by Centura. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink has to come up with a plan to keep Aitken in the game and not get that fifth foul. 7:13 to go in the game. It is Centura 44, Kearney Catholic 37. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And we're back out of the timeout here on Classic Hits with Michaela Mestel at the line to shoot 2 free throws. These are her first free throw attempts of the night. The Stars are 7 of 11. Centura is 7 of 10. The free throw is up and it is in. And it's kind of been going the other way. The Stars are 5 for 5 in the half, and Centura made their first 7 tonight. They've missed their last 3. Second free throw for Mestel is up and in, so Michaela hits them both. She's got a team-high 14 points, and it's 44-39. The inbounds pass almost picked off by Mestel, but she ran out of sideline over there. Centura's got to be careful. That's what got them in trouble in the first quarter, was a couple of lazy passes that got them behind 8, 13-5, but then they took the lead back, tied at 18. They went on a 9-0 run, I believe it was, and then have not trailed since. We've been playing between 5 and 9 here most of the second half. It's 44-39 Centura Carolina. They sag on her. She drives into the paint, kicks it out for a three-pointer, Taylor Wetzel. That won't go. Offensive rebound, Courtney Aitken. But as she tried to get set, they called her for a walk. With that miss, Centura is now 7 of 10 from three-point land. After that miss, they were 5 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 4 in this half. Kearney Catholic, they're 4 of 9, hitting their last two beyond the arc. For Aitken, she's got 13 points and 11 rebounds. There, involved at the top of the circle, swings it over to Prasoski. 6.5 to go in a game. Up top, Mestel. Mestel, high post, gets a two bomb into the corner to Anderson. Back into Theron, makes a move to the hoop, put it up. Aitken was there, but she didn't take it at her. And then a foul on the miss, could be bomb over the back. I think if Theron would have realized that that was Aitken coming from the backside to double down, she'd have just ran into her and had to make a call. But it was not the case, and it will be the second foul on Theron Baum, third foul of the half on the Stars. So Kearney Catholic cannot get it inside 5 points and make it a one-possession game. Instead, Taylor Wetzel works the ball up the floor against Michaela Mestel. Now settles in the center circle, waits for everybody to get set up. Aitken guarded by Anna Howell right now, still dribbling the ball. Gives it over to the left wing to Lyon, now on the foul, Anna Howell. They got it to Aitken, and she reached in and grabbed her on the arm. That'll be the first on Howell, fourth on Kearney Catholic. In the first half, Centura got all the fouls early. Then Kearney Catholic flew by them in the second quarter. Stars are going to sub here, and back in will be Whitney Colling. And coming out, Prasoski. Wetzel swings it over to Caroline. Up by 5 to Aitken. Tries the left baseline, finds some room. Dribbled it off the foot of a Star. Out of bounds it goes. Stays with Centura. Again, it's the final week of the regular season. Can you believe it? For Class C and D girls teams, sub-districts begin a week from tonight. And Kearney Catholic is in a doozy. Centura's in a tough one, too. Shelton, Ravenna, just to name a couple. Kearney Catholic's in there with St. Cecilia and Minden. Oh, man. Crossover dribble here by Aitken. Guarded by Howell. 5 second count on. Now picks it up. Swings it to the right side. Stars thought she might have carried it. Skip pass over to Brooklee Nitsch. Howell went for the steal, couldn't get it. Nitsch tries, and Anderson steps in and blocks the shot. Third block by Anderson, comes up with a loose ball. Over to Howell. Stutter dribble, baseline, takes it in, puts the shot up, missed the layup. Aitken with the good defense, gets the rebound. She's not playing like she has four fouls. And once again, the Stars had an opportunity to cut it to 3 or even 2, but cannot cash in. 5 minutes to go, 44-39 Centura. Swing it over to the right side. There's Aitken again. Back up top. Nobody on Turek that, or Wetzel that time. Haven't heard much from Turek lately. I don't know if she got hurt, but the way Nitsch is playing, they've just left her in there. 4:40 to go. Back in the day, Centura could kill the last 4 minutes of a game if they wanted to. Haven't really seen that as much. And now the ball is taken away by Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling takes it from Wetzel, gives it to Mestel. Mestel goes in for the layup, and a hard foul on Centura to make sure that she doesn't score and make her earn it from the free throw line. The foul will be on Taylor Wetzel, and now she has 4. So the two gals that handle the ball for Centura, Aitken and Wetzel, both have 4 fouls. Mestel, 14 points, hit her only 2 free throws earlier this quarter, puts the first free throw up here, and it is in. Makes it 44-40. For Kearney Catholic, they are a 65% free throw shooting team, which is pretty darn good in girls basketball. Second free throw, as we say it, it's in and out, no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Jessica Schultes, who's been very quiet here in the second half. And now a timeout has been called by Centura. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink only has 1 remaining with 4:40 to go in a basketball game. Could they take the air out of the ball now? It wouldn't surprise me. We'll be back with more of the championship right after this on Classic Hits.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at St. Paul. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters. Didn't get to play all the games here as they had hoped because of the snowstorm, but the ones we've had have been pretty exciting. Centura basketball, and it doesn't look like they're going to come out into a four-corner stall game as Colling is all up over Wetzel's. Got to get rid of the ball, does to Nitch. On the right wing, 44-40 Centura as we approach the four-minute mark here in the championship. Howell and Aitken really pushing off on each other. Courtney gets the ball, drives in, and the double team comes over, and the foul is called. I believe that'll be on Anna Howell. And for Howell, that'll be her second, fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Already in the bonus for Centura, they have committed eight fouls here in the half. Setting up Aitken in the left-hand corner off the out-of-bounds. Anderson on her. Bounce pass into the paint to Lyon. Has some room, but Therenbaum stands there, blocks it, but then doesn't grab it. And Schultes puts it up and draws the foul. Boy, it looked like Therenbaum could have just, instead of blocking it, just take it out of her hands. But she couldn't grab it. And that will send Schultes to the line. And there's the fourth foul on Michaela Mestel. So now Mestel and Aitken are even again, and the free throw by Schultes is no good. She is now 1 of 3 at the line, 3 points, 4 rebounds for Jessica Schultes, and Centura has scored just 2 points in this fourth quarter compared to Kearney Catholic's 5. Neither one has lit it up, and the second shot is way off the mark. Rebound, Therenbaum, long outlet pass nearly stolen away, but Mestel gets it. Aitken went for it. 3:40 to go, but again, the Stars have not been able to cut it to a one-possession game. They've had numerous opportunities here in the championship against the man-to-man of the Centurions. Therenbaum comes up top, tries to lob it in to Anderson. Aitken on her. Three-pointer bomb on the way. It's off the mark, didn't hit anything, and out of bounds it goes. Well, she'd hit one earlier, and she does shoot the shot. She's got just 6 points, though, and that would have made it a one-point game. Instead, out of bounds it goes. 3:22 to go in the game, 44-40 in favor of Centura. Consolation game, Ravenna is a winner 57-45 over Ord in the girls' consolation. Down the Ravenna caravan headed this way to watch the boys play Kearney Catholic next. Glad you're with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. 3 minutes to go in the girls' championship, 44-40 Centura. And Centura has went into that stall mode here. It's not a complete four corners, but they're running the weave. And the Stars are going to have to find a way to get a steal. A lot of time. Don't need to commit fouls, but Courtney Aitken has 4, and so does Taylor Wetzel for Centura. Michaela Mestel has 4 fouls for Kearney Catholic. Wetzel guarded by Colling up top. Howell over on Aitken and commits the foul. That's not who you want to foul. Not 38 feet away from the hoop. That's the third foul on Anna Howell, and Aitken will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. She's 2 for 2 at the line, 13 points, 12 rebounds unofficially in the game. Now Prasoski and Connor will come in. Howell and Colling will check out with 2:34 to go. Other basketball action, Kearney High boys fall to number one at unbeaten Omaha Central tonight, 68-34. And they were up big early. The foul called on Howell, and now they're checking something out over at the scores table, and once they finish that up, Mr. Groupie says, okay, let's shoot some free throws. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. As Aitken will shoot the free throws. The 1-1, it's up. It's sitting on her rim. It's in. 14 points now for Courtney Aitken. 45-40 Centura. These teams play again tomorrow night in Kearney, and you'll hear it right here on Classic Hits. Second free throw. In and out, no good. Megan Anderson with the rebound. Her outlet is stolen by Aitken. She takes it in, and they call Anderson for the foul. Kearney Catholic had got too predictable where they were going with the outlet, and Aitken said, thank you very much. And Courtney goes right back to the line to shoot two more. Big, big steal there by Aitken. The foul on Megan Anderson, her third. And this will be two free throws now for Aitken. The first one is on the way, and it's right through there. 46-40. Centura now up by six with 2:29 to go. They hit their threes early and have rode that all the way. They're 7 of 10 from three-point land. Second free throw good. So Aitken steal, gives them two more. It's 47-40. The lead back to seven. And the Stars will call a timeout with 2:23 to go. Here in the basketball game, it will be a full-length timeout. The strategy now gets set for the Stars. In the championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, Centura 47, Kearney Catholic 40. You're listening to the conference tournament brought to you by Misco Sports.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
2:23 to go in the championship. Centura 47, Kearney Catholic 40. Kearney Catholic basketball. They got it to four, but have been no closer in the second half. Get it to Mestel in the corner. Pops the three. It's up. It's in. Michaela Mestel with her third three of the basketball game. She's got six of the quarter and 18 to lead the Stars. 47-43. Centura ball up foot with Wetzel. Gives it over to Aitken, both with four fouls. And now Mestel on Aitken. They both have four fouls. Will Aitken try and take it at her? Just dribbling around enough to keep the five-second count off. A minute 50 to go. Mestel can't afford to foul Aitken even if she did want to send her to the line. And she's just trying to play keep away. Now they get it to Wetzel. If anybody else touches the ball, the Stars will probably foul. Connor tries to get the steal and commits the foul. First on Shayla. Ninth team foul. And Taylor Wetzel is 0 of 2 at the line, has 9 points on 3 threes. And Wetzel is a 57.5% free throw shooter on the year. She is the team's second leading scorer. And she has two big free throws, or at least one to start it. It's on the way, and it is dancing around, won't go. Anderson with the rebound for the Stars. Again, they can make it a one-possession game. A minute 35 to go. 47-43. Centura with the lead. Mestel pick and roll to Theron Baum. Turns, runs into eight. Can they let him play? And now they're going to call the foul on Brooklyn Mitch. Oh, when they threw it into Baum, the whole Centura defense came over to help out. And she was like a pinball in there. But they didn't foul out Aitken. They called the foul on Brooklyn Nitch. And two free throws now for Theron Baum. Theron is 3 for 4 at the line. It is up. It is no good. Too strong. They have shut Theron down inside today. She has not scored a two-point bucket. Kearney Catholic now brings Molly Klingensmith in. Calling in. Howell in. All girls that can commit a foul. Second free throw by Baum. On the way, and it's good. It's a three-point game and a timeout. Kearney Catholic, they still have two more after this one. So Theron Baum makes it a three-point game. This is as close as Kearney Catholic has been in the second half. Your score, 47-44 Centura. Centura will inbound it when we come back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school basketball. It's been exciting all night here, this girls' championship. Can the boys live up to it? It's next. Ravenna, Kearney Catholic at the top of the hour. 1:27 to go in the girls' title game. Centura 47, Kearney Catholic 44. They play again tomorrow night. The Centurions 20-1, Kearney Catholic 17-3. Schultes gets it into Wetzel in the backcourt. They're not going to foul her there. Try and maybe get a 10-second count. Minute 20 to go, but they clear it out, and Wetzel brings it across the timeline with Colling on her. Howell comes over for the trap. Colling reached in and missed the ball and then ran in to Wetzel and commits the foul. But the Stars did what they wanted. That's what you like to see. Don't just run up and foul somebody. Try and steal that basketball, and Coach Mettenbrink's girls over the years have been as good at that as anybody. So the foul on Whitney Colling is her third, but it is the 10th team foul. So Wetzel's, who's 0 of 3 at the line, will at least get two chances to make it a two-possession game with a minute 16 to go. And the free throw is up and no good. Wetzel is struggling at the line. Now Megan Anderson and Allie Prasoski come in. Colling and Klingensmith will check out. Anderson and Baum with the inside rebounding position. Aitken's not even down there with four fouls. They don't want to chance it. Second free throw now by Wetzel. It is on the way, and that one no good. Anderson with the rebound. Stars can tie with a three, but there's a minute 10 left. Mestel brings it across the timeline. Coach Rick Petrie shouts out instructions. Centura trying to hang on. Howell gets it over to Prasoski. 1 minute to go. Centura by three. Prasoski up top to Therenbaum. Swings it over to Mestel. All by herself against Lyon. Back cut. There's Prasoski. Turnaround jumper up and in. It's a one-point game. Prasoski with 7 points. They got him spread out enough that Centura lost Prasoski. Trying to get the ball into Aitken. And a quick foul called. Stars didn't want that. Centura was having all kinds of problems getting it in. Aitken just boxed out her defender saying, just give me the ball. I'll catch it. It'll be fine. And when they got it to her, then the immediate whistle. Prasoski her first and two more free throws now for Courtney Aitken, who is 5 of 6 at the line. Has 16 points. The first of two is on the way and in. 48-46 Centura. 44 seconds remain. Centura has one timeout. Kearney Catholic has two. If there's a jump ball, it would be Kearney Catholic's. And the second free throw by Aitken is on the way. It's no good. But a rebound, Kara Lyon. Offensive rebound. Kearney Catholic was so worried about calling the timeout that they forgot to rebound the basketball. And now Centura will call. The ball flat out hit the ground. Coaches, it drives them wild. A free throw and the ball hits the ground before anybody grabbed it. And Centura in the driver's seat again, but they have burned their final timeout. 48-46 Centura. We'll be right back.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Well, it comes down to the final moments of our 2012 Girls Championship game of the Lou Platte Conference, brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. The Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats when we are done. 39 seconds is all that remains. Centura has the ball at a two-point lead after rebounding the miss off the free throw. And that's been two big possessions like that off Aitken misses. It is Centura ball in the front court. They try to throw it into Aitken, and they do. Right at midcourt, Klingensmith on her. They don't want to foul Aitken, but with Klingensmith on her, Aitken is probably going to be able to dribble off a lot of the time here. They want to trap her, but nobody's up there. 30 seconds. Somebody's got to get up and trap, or else Centura will run the clock. They had it in Wetzel's hands, and they didn't foul her. She's over 5 from the line. 20 seconds to go. Aitken finally passes it out. It was almost stolen away. They get it back to Aitken. 13 seconds. Kearney Catholic has to foul, and they finally do. Oh, they did not execute for Coach Rick Petrie. There was no doubt when Wetzel got the ball, Kearney Catholic wanted to foul immediately because she's 0 of 5 tonight. On the other hand, the two free throws that Aitken has missed, Centura got the ball, got a layup, and in this case, they got the ball back and got a free throw. Whitney Colling's fourth foul. Two free throws could put it away here for Aitken. 10 seconds to go. The free throw is up. It's good. It's a three-point game. 49-46. On the floor for the Stars, Prasoski, Howell, Baum, Mestel, and Anderson. Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. They will have one remaining. 10 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Centura 49 and Kearney Catholic 46. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here, as Centura was able to whittle off 28 seconds out of that timeout once they made the rebound of the missed free throw. And of course, Coach Rick Petrie is going to be able to circle that after all that went down. It's just like the Super Bowl yesterday. Welker didn't make the catch. Here, Kearney Catholic didn't rebound a missed free throw. And Centura has led the entire second half. The Stars got it to one, but could get no closer, at least not yet. And if Centura makes this, you figure the game will be over. 49-46 Centura, 10.7 to go, Aitken at the line. If she misses it, the Stars do have a timeout if they can get the rebound. Second free throw for Courtney Aitken. Takes her time, spins it, fires it, and hits it. That's what the All-State players do. Up the floor comes Mestel. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, takes it all the way in. And Aitken lays it up and in. Timeout, 4.3. So Kearney Catholic didn't waste it with a three. Centura did put some defense sort of in the way of Mestel, who takes it all the way in and makes it a two-point game, and Kearney Catholic burns their final timeout with 4.3 seconds to go. We'll be back with the conclusion right after this on Classic Hits.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, the team's two leading scorers are almost identical here, except for the rebounds for Mestel, because she doesn't have any. But Mestel and Aitken each have 8 points in the fourth quarter. Mestel has 20 in the game. Aitken has 19. 50-48 Centura, 4.3 to go. Centura to throw it in with Schultes. Neither team has a timeout. So Centura's got to get it in. You know they want to get it to Aitken, guarded by Howell. And here we go, Schultes to throw it in, looking. Ball knocked away, out of bounds, but time runs off the clock, 3.5. Stars were hoping for the call, but that was the right call. It belongs to Centura, knocked out of bounds by Colling, so we'll do it all over again. Schultes to throw it in, looking, throws it deep, throws it away, out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath their own hoop. They went to the outlet, Caroline, and overthrew her. That is the 15th timeout, or 15th turnover of the game, and there was just a tick of time that ran off, so they're going to reset the clock here. Should be 3.5. It's down to 3.1, but Centura has made so many great plays. That was their one big mistake. No timeout, so Kearney Catholic's got to run a play here. 50-48. They're still trying to get the clock set. Anna Howell will throw it in. The Stars will go vertical just above the baseline. Prasoski, Baum, Anderson, and Mestel. You've got to think they're either going to go to Theron Baum or to Mestel. Rick Petrie got his girls over there while they're trying to fix the clock. And here we go for your conference championship. Howell to throw it in. Looking, ball fake to Theron Baum, fakes the three, drives in, puts up the shot over everything, and Centura wins. Well, it was a good-looking play by Kearney Catholic. They just didn't make the bucket, and a great, great championship finishes up with Centura 50 and Kearney Catholic 48. These two teams have played some great basketball games, and they do it again here tonight. The Centurions 50 and the Stars 48, Centura, your conference tournament champions. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Danabrog, Caro Bolas.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate, they handled the insurance, they lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And the trophy presentations have been made here at St. Paul High School. What an outstanding basketball game here tonight as Centura holds on 50-48. Centura had the ball, had to get it in with 3.5 seconds. They couldn't the first time. It was tipped, so they had to do it again, and they overthrew Carolina at half court, which gave Kearney Catholic a chance with 3.5 underneath their own hoop to get a shot away. And they had a beautifully executed play, got it into Theron Baum, who faked the three, got the Centura defender to go in the air, drove the baseline. Aitken got it in her way, so she pulled up for a short jumper, and her momentum just sent that ball over the rim, and Aitken grabbed the rebound, and Centura holds on for a 50-48 victory. Earlier tonight, it was in the consolation game, 57-45, Ravenna defeating Ord. At the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they had a great one, close the whole way. Overton 63, Amherst 59 in the girls' final on ESPN Radio. Overton and Loomis next there. Kearney Catholic Ravenna boys next here. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament is brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. Let's take a look now at the final stats of this basketball game. First off, for Kearney Catholic, it was Michaela Mestel leading the way with 20 points. And that was it for her. 9 in the first quarter and 8 in the fourth quarter. Had some foul troubles, missed 5 minutes of the second quarter when she got her third foul. Shayla Connor had a rebound. Anna Howell, 3 points and a rebound. Allie Prasoski, 7 points and a rebound. Whitney Colling had a block shot. Jamie McCann, 3 points, a rebound. Theron Baum, 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 blocks. And Megan Anderson, 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. Kearney Catholic had 8 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 8 of 10 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, and I had the Stars for only 3 in the second half. For Kearney Catholic, 21 points at halftime, 27 more in the second half, and the Stars finish with 48 points, 17 rebounds, 11 out of 17 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from a 3-point land, 6 block shots, 7 turnovers, but Kearney Catholic falls by 2. They are now 17-4 on the season. And in less than 24 hours, they will play this same Centura team again tomorrow night at home. And that will be for the regular season conference championship, because Kearney Catholic's losses so far this season have all been out of conference. Stars 17-4 now, and you'll be able to hear the doubleheader tomorrow here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for the champion Centurions right after this on a Misco Sports postgame show.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Centura. Taylor Wetzel had 9 points on 3 threes of the first half. She had 1 rebound. Courtney Aitken led the ball club once again, 19 points, 13 rebounds for Aitken. Brooklyn Inch had a great game off the bench for the Centurions with 15 points and a rebound. Jessica Schultes, 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Caroline, 4 points and 5 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting 7 of 8 in the first half, but just 6 of 15 in the second half, including 6 of 13 there in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, that's what got Centura the lead. They were 5 of 6 in the first half and 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Centura had 28 points at halftime. They scored 22 more in the second half. 1 bucket in the fourth quarter. The other 6 points came from the free throw line from Aitken. 50 points, 24 rebounds, 13 out of 23 from the free throw line. 7 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, and that was from Annika Gleason. Let's not forget that. She was in there for a short amount of time. She got that block, and 15 turnovers for Centura. The Centurions are now 21-1 on the season. They have won 20 in a row since their only loss to Sandy Creek, 50-48. Centura, the winner over Kearney Catholic. And these teams could have played earlier in the year. They were both in that early season tournament. Sandy Creek beating Centura ended up having them play Kearney Catholic, or these teams would have played last week as well, most likely. So Centura, 21-1 with a 50-48 win over Kearney Catholic. Elsewhere tonight, Overton, a 63-59 winner over Amherst in the girls' championship of the Fort Kearney Conference, and the Kearney High boys fall to unbeaten Class A top-ranked Omaha Central 68-34. We will be talking with Coach Kathy Mettenbrink, and we will be talking with Coach Rick Petrie, but we anticipate those to be at halftime of our boys' contest. They're cutting down the nets and taking the pictures, so we'll be talking to those coaches at halftime. The boys' final is coming up next. It'll get started, obviously, a little after 8, closer to 8:15, as Ravenna and Kearney Catholic will do battle. You can switch over to ESPN 1460 and 1550, and that's where you can hear the Overton-Loomis boys' basketball game from the Viero Events Center. And there you go. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, even though they have closed their retail store in Kearney, that doesn't mean that they've gone out of business. In fact, it's the exact opposite. They are here for you to continue the same service to schools, teams, clubs, and organizations that they have the past 40 years. If you have any questions, contact their main office at 728-5261. It was a good one in the girls' final, and it goes to Centura, 50-48 over Kearney Catholic. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back with you in about 15 minutes. They went double overtime the first time. Ravenna and Kearney Catholic for the boys' title when we come back. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.